Lord, one day you are going to split them eastern skies wide open, Lord, and come back and get your church, Lord. We so look forward to that day, Lord, that we get to see you face to face, Lord. It is going to be a glorious day. Lord, and I'd ask if there is one here this morning that has never accepted you as Lord and Savior, Lord, that will not experience that day, Lord, until they give their life to you. Lord, let them do that today, Lord, that we will have a new brother, sister in Christ here this morning, Lord. Lord, we just love you and we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, Lord, and all that you're going to do within our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What a great day in the Lord that we have. Try to get all my stuff situated here. Okay. Some of the guys yesterday were giving me a hard time saying that I gave them a hard memory verse last week. So I kind of pulled back a little bit this week. A lot of you may already even know this verse, but it is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. So I pray that we understand that and we know that within our life. So when fear starts creeping up in our life, and guess what? It does to all of us. That we have faith over fear, and our faith will drive us to do what God has asked us to do in our lives. So memorize this verse. As we've said the last few weeks, you know, hide His Word within your hearts. There are cards, they're white this week, cards out on the piano that had the memory verse on it. So take them with you, learn them during the week. And if you have not got one, all three of them are out there from the first week, last week, and then this week. So just take them and just hide God's Word in your heart. Because it's important. Because I'm not always carrying around my Bible with me. Now, today's times, we always have this right here. And you may have a Bible app. But I tell you, there is just something special about when the Holy Spirit brings a Bible verse in your heart, brings it to light and says, this is where you can use this. And it might be a difficult situation in our lives, and we just need a word from God, and we already have it there. And that's something that's special that we can look at in our own lives and thank God, thank you that you have allowed me to be your child and to give you the honor and praise and the glory that you deserve and to learn your word. I think it makes God proud that we hide His Word in our hearts and we speak it out. You may come into a circumstance in your life where you just meet someone, and it's not necessarily evangelistic, you know, meeting. It may be a meeting with someone that is having some trouble in their lives, and a verse just kind of pops up. And that verse really helps you out, and it helps that other person out during that time of trouble. And we are still on our theme for the year, which we'll be on it all year, of what's our theme for the year? Service. Our theme for the year at First Southern Baptist Church, and it should be, is everyone is a Christian, but our theme is service this year. We want to serve those around us. We want to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to serve the lost. We want to serve our community for the gospel, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, showing the love that God has given us that we are to give out to others. And it's not about us. It's all about the glory of God. Giving Him glory for what He has allowed us to do. And that's kind of where we're going to go this morning. And I'll have a few different verses, but you can turn to Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. And this is entitled kind of, you know, this is our city. This study or this series, this is our city. God has placed us here for a purpose, to reach this city for Christ. And as I said last week and part of the week before, we're not here on the corner of Jordan and Cedar by accident. We're here for a purpose that God has placed us here so that we can reach those around us and we can serve those around us. And as we thought about, you know, week one's memory verse or the first week's memory verse, anyone remember what it was? Oh, now, Mark 10:45, what does it say? For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. So we have that verse. So what did Christ come to do? To be served? No, He came to serve. And that's what He gave us, that example in our lives, that we are to serve others around us. And that can be difficult sometimes, because sometimes it's easy to serve people around us. Man, it's people like us, you know, it's people that have the same interests that we have. You know, they're our friends, they're our neighbors, you know, it's easy to serve them. But in other instances, as we look at what Jesus has done throughout the Gospels, He went to the hard places. He went to the woman at the well, where He wasn't supposed to be, in Samaria. You know, the Jews just didn't go through that place. You know, and we as Christians, you know, sometimes we have to go to the hard places. And that's what our missionaries do. And we talked about this a little bit last week. That's what our missionaries do. They go to the hard places that not everyone can go to. So they go out and they serve many around us. They serve people in foreign countries, but not just in foreign countries, because we don't just have missionaries that are in Africa or in Asia or in Australia. Look at her. So I got you. Australia. We don't have missionaries that are just overseas. We got missionaries right here in the United States. And do you know that there are missionaries from other countries that come to the United States to minister? There are. We would never think about that. Oh, you know, we got a captured market. You know, the United States of America is the only one that has missionaries. No, they do not. There are people that love Jesus all over the world, and they want to go to places that they can share the gospel and reach lost people for Christ. They want to serve. And how do you do that? And how does our missionaries go and they do this? They reach people with the gospel? They just come up and they go out to every house and they just evangelize and that's all they do? No. Most time they do it through service. They serve others, and that gives them the opportunity to witness to lost and dying souls. And folks, we need to recognize that. And even thinking about that today in our passage here, it's about our gifts. We all have gifts. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He has given you a gift. If you say He hasn't, you're calling Him a liar. He's giving all of us a gift that we can use for the edification of His kingdom, of His church. And that is to grow it. And how do you grow with the church? Lost souls. Leading people to know the Lord. So the starting in Romans chapter 12, verse 3 through 8, in verse 3 it says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but think soberly, as God has dealt with each one a measure of faith. For as we are many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another." Verse 6. "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that has been given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it for our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts, in exhortation, he who gives with liberally. He who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. Just help guide us and direct us in our lives, Lord, and let us grow closer to you, Lord. And just let your word go out and touch lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as we see this passage, we see that we should recognize and acknowledge the gifts that God has given us. And we all, like I said a while ago, we all have them. We recognize our unique abilities to serve others around us. And we all have these, so we need to figure out what our gift is. And a lot of us already know, we just might kind of like, I don't know if I'm very good at that. That's just not really something that I want to do. That does not get you out of your gift. God has given you a gift that he wants you to use for his glorification, and it is a unique gift. He's given the church gifts that make it function the way it needs to function. So if someone is not using the gifts that God has given them, the church is not functioning in the way that it needs to. So those who hold back and say, "Well, I'll let someone else do this," when the Lord is calling you to do it, you're not using your gift that God has given you in order to build up his church, in order to grow the kingdom of God. And whenever we have this, and a lot of people have gifts, they have talents, we need to understand the source of our gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7, it says, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are differences of activities, but the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." Man, God has given us a source, a gift to be used, and we need to recognize where that gift comes from. It comes from the Lord. Some people, it may be singing. Some people, it may be playing an instrument. Some people, it may be, preaching. Some people, it may be teaching. It may be a lot of different things that people have out there. And some people say, "Man, I ain't got no talents." You've got something that the Lord has given you that you need to use. And guess what? It could be that you are a prayer warrior. That you are this prayer warrior, says, "I might not can do much, but I can pray, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it often." Makes me think, I watched the Forge again this week. Whenever we were out Thursday and Friday, I watched it Thursday. Part of it Thursday, part of it Friday. And guess who was on there? Miss Claire Reese. Y'all remember Miss Claire Reese? Have y'all watched The Forge? Who in here has not watched The Forge yet? Oh my goodness, we're going to have to. It's on Netflix. So you need to watch The Forge. It's a fabulous movie that God has given, that He has given the Kendrick brothers that they can use for the growth of God's people. It's a great movie. So, but Miss Claire Reese is a prayer warrior. Miss Claire Reese would go into her prayer closet and she would pray. They run into some trouble. You know who they called? They called Miss Claire Reese. You may have a Miss Claire Reese in your life that you say, man, I'm going through this difficult time in my life. I need some prayer. I know who I'm calling. I'm calling Miss Claire Reese or Mr. So-and-so to help pray for me in my life. Miss Claire Reese, she in this movie, this character, she recognized where her source came from. And it came from God. And you have something that God has given you, and you may know your talent, and you may be using your talent, but you may not be using it for the glory of God. And we need to step back, and we need to look and say, what am I doing for the Lord with what He has given me? And in that, you know, we look at our lives, and we look at our church, and we think, well, you know, the preacher, you know, he should have to do everything. No, the preacher does not have to. You know what my job is? This right here. That's my job. That's what the Lord has called me to do. And that is something that we have to look at and think like, what is my job within a church? And that job has to do with your gift. It may be cleaning. Clean to the best of your ability. It may be praying. Pray to the best of your ability. It may be teaching. Teach to the best of your ability. Do everything that you do to the best of your ability because God has given it to you. And we also need to embrace humility within our talents. We don't need to be running around with, you see what I can do? Man, I can tear that guitar up. I am so good on it. Man, look what I can do and I have learned and I. And we forget, B, understand the source of our gifts. That God has given us the ability to do great things for Him and His kingdom and to serve within our community. You may be the best grass mower there is around. Man, you can make them edges clean. You can get that grass just perfect. Lord may be calling you to go help someone in our neighborhood that is struggling to mow their lawn. Or you may be able to build. You may have this talent of building something and someone needs something that, you know, a ramp or something or some steps or something, you know, to help them, you know, get into their home, you know, and we have, if you have the ability, we need to use it for the glory of God. I can't even hardly build a birdhouse. I can't, it would have to be probably cut all together and all this stuff. But God has given us abilities that we can use for His glory to help those within our community because there are needs everywhere. And if we can't find them, we're pretty blind in our looking for them. Because God has given them, they're all around us. And He wants us to use these abilities, these talents, these gifts that He has given us, and we want to use them for His glory, not for our own glory. Well, I have this talent, so I'm going to use it to edify myself and not the Lord. We need to apply our gifts, have this application of our gifts. Number two, you know, serve within the body of Christ. So in 12 verses 4 and 5, he says, "For we have many members in one body." There's one body here, but many members. I'm one member of the body. So we recognize that. And guess who else is a member? You are a member of the body of Christ. So we are many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. We need you. And you need us. We need one another to help fulfill the ministry of the church. God did not put us out here on an island to do nothing and just to serve and to be by ourselves. He gave us family. That we can come together and we can serve beside each other and help accomplish great things. You may be the best measurer, but not the best cutter. You might be the best nailer, but not the best measurer. What has God called you to do? I'm one that measures once, cuts twice. And if I hit on a nail, it's going to bend probably before I get it nailed down. I can do pretty good with screws. But we all have these different talents, these different things that we need to do within our lives, and we need to serve within the body of Christ and identify the role, our role within the church, because we all have one. We all have a role within His church. It's just, what is our role and are we using it? Are we collaborating with others for greater impact within our community? If you ask me to go do something, go build something, I'm just doing that because I know that I'm not real good at that. If you ask me to go build something, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go help, but I'm going to call Colton. Nemo. I'm going to call Jeff. You know why? Because them guys can build something. I can haul the boards, I can carry this, I can carry that, and I can do that, but I need others that help. If I need to fix a dinner, and I need some good food, you know who I'm going to call? No one get offended in here, but I'm going to call Miss Mary. Miss Mary can cook. A lot of others you can cook. Miss Mary can cook. And we need to recognize the gifts that God has given us, and a lot of times other people see our gifts before we do. So let people build into your lives and let people tell you, hey, you're good at this. Will you help me with this? And that's something that we need to take in and say, okay, Lord, is this something, the gift that you have given me in order to edify your church, to grow your kingdom? But we need to work together. That is so, so important within the church today, and has always been and will always be, until the Lord comes back, that we need to work together for a greater impact. Two are better than one. We can get more accomplished when we do things together. And we need to use our gifts for the common good of all that are around us. 1 Peter 4:10, as each has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We need to work together within the gift that God has given us, you know, with collaborating with one another, with working with one another, and that's going to help us to reach more people, reach more needs within our community, And we need to engage in community service. Man, that's important. God did not call us to come sit in the pews every Sunday and that's all we do. That's not what God called us to do. This is where we come together on Sunday to get built up, to get refreshed, to go out and to do God's work outside the walls of this building. But it's because the church is not, the church is you. And the church is me. And if we would go out and we will do what God has asked us to do, man, great things will happen within our community. And sometimes we can't do everything, but we can do something. We need to support missions and outreaches, and we do that. You know, what do we just get through? Lottie Moon Christmas offering. I almost said Annie Armstrong. That's Easter. Lottie Moon Christmas offering. You know, what does that do? That goes to foreign missionaries throughout the world. That's just one way that we financially support. We give to the church, and the church in turn gives to the cooperative program that the money goes out and it goes to missionaries throughout the world. And that includes here in the United States. We have to support, you know, missions around us and support outreach around us. And that's not just financially. That's also physically, that we can get involved in outreaches within our community. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus would go out and he would get involved with the community around him. How often did Jesus go to the synagogue and go to the temple? You know, he didn't go there that often. He was always out interacting with people, getting involved with what's going on around him. And that's one thing that we need to do within our church, within our individual lives. And we need to do it for the advancement of others. We need to grow people up, build up fellow believers in Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some preachers and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He has called us to come together to build up fellow believers. We're not here to tear others down. We're here to encourage and mentor others. Oh, wait. Encourage and mentor others. Who has seen the forge? What do we need to do? We need to be disciples and disciple makers. That's what that whole movie is about. Making an impact in someone's life by discipling them, by teaching them, by not just, you know, okay, let's just come down here and let's sit on a pew and let's learn and I'll see you next week. No, it's doing life with them. It's being there on a daily basis, you know, and that we are in contact with them and we are encouraging them. We are mentoring them to live for Christ. And we are sharing our experiences and our insights, what we have done in our own lives. Because, you know, everyone in here has not been through the same experience. We are here to grow with one another. We are here to learn from one another. Because I have not been through some things that you have been through. And you have not been through some things that I have been through. But you may go through them later in life. and you have someone that you can come to and that we can share our experiences and our insights together, and we can build one another up. And we need to demonstrate love through service. And this is kind of where it all wraps it up. You know, of all of these other things that we are doing, we acknowledge our gifts. You know, we have this application of our gifts. We put them into work, and we have this, advancement of others, you know, people around us. And why do we do this? We do it to demonstrate the love through service. As missionaries, they go to foreign mission fields and they demonstrate love through service. We go to our neighbors and we demonstrate love through service. Love is a verb. Love is something that you do. It has action behind it. So we demonstrate that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. It says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, but not, or do not use liberty as an opportunity to sin or to opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Are we serving one another? Actively listen and respond to needs that are around us. They're there. We just have to be receptive. We have to keep our eyes and our ears open to what God has for us and show compassion and kindness in action. It's one thing to say I love you. It's another thing to demonstrate I love you. It's one thing to say, hey, I'm going to pray for you. And it's another thing to say, come on, let's go pray. Old pastor friend of mine, well, I don't guess he's a little bit older than I am, but one of my old pastors, he told me, when someone asks you to pray for them, stop. Do it right then. Pray for them. Don't say, I'll pray for you later, because you know when later comes? Never comes. Stop. Take action and do the work of Christ within your life. And it will help you grow in your life, but it also will help others. So each and every person in here, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have a gift that God has given you to edify His body, which means to grow His body. Are you using God's gift in your life? And some gifts are more visible, and some gifts are more behind the scenes. You can't really see them. But guess which one's most important? All of them. There is not one gift that is better than another gift. Why? Because God gave you that gift. So use the gifts that God has given you to grow in your own life, but also to grow our community for the Lord. I desire in my life to be a better person that serves others. That's what I want. Do I do it all the time? No, unfortunately. But that's my desire. But I have to get out of my own head and get to listening to the Holy Spirit and let Him work in our life. Because we need the Lord each and every hour of our lives. We need one another. And God is going to bless that if we will be obedient to Him. So as we stand and pray and have a time of invitation, I just ask that you just do what God has called you to do today. Don't hold back. Don't say, well, maybe tomorrow or maybe next year. Do it today, folks, and you will not regret it, what God has done for you. Lord, we just humbly come before your throne room, Lord, just thanking you for all that you have done for us, Lord. Lord, let us be obedient to you, Lord, in using the gifts that you have given us to serve others around us, Lord. To edify your church, Lord. To build up your church, Lord. To serve our communities, Lord. Lord, and we just ask that you just work on our individual hearts, Lord. That we can do great and mighty things. In Jesus' name, amen.